Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the news you should know about. Today, Pennsylvania lawmakers and officials react to President Donald Trump's capture of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro and his wife. And a new crisis center brings mental health care closer to home for people in Wayne County. It's Tuesday, January 6th. Let's get into it. We'll start right off with one of the biggest stories of the day. Democrats nationwide are rejecting President Donald Trump's seizure of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. As Jackson White reports for WVIA, Governor Josh Shapiro is joining those criticisms.
Shapiro says Trump is setting a bad precedent for the United States' enemies.
It sounds like a massive nation-building project with basically no plan for what comes next, other than him stealing Venezuela's oil to enrich his friends.
Shapiro's comments came while calling into KDKA radio show in Pittsburgh. Venezuela is home to about 17% of the world's oil reserves. Shapiro says he agrees with Trump that Maduro has caused problems in the region. Those include allegations that Maduro's latest re-election was fraudulent, that Maduro is involved in drug trafficking, and that Maduro is working with U.S. adversaries like Russia, China, and Iran. Shapiro faces re-election this year, and he is widely seen as a potential White House contender in 2028. I'm Jackson White in Harrisburg.
Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Dave McCormick is commending Trump's capture of Maduro and his wife. The first-term Republican says the operation sends a message against the United States adversaries. But McCormick also says he sees potential in tapping Venezuela's vast oil reserves.
Unlocking this asset is going to bring prosperity to the Venezuelan people, and it's going to be a great source of energy for the world.
McCormick's comments also came from a KDKA radio show in Pittsburgh. Not much of the illicit fentanyl entering the United States has been linked to Venezuela, yet McCormick and other Republicans say Maduro's capture will also help the United States curb fentanyl and drug smuggling. Democratic Senator John Fetterman agreed that capturing Maduro is a, quote, good thing, while speaking on Fox and Friends. Fetterman has been criticized by Democrats for siding with the GOP on many issues since Trump returned to the White House. You can find more on this national story at WVIA.org. More locally now, we have an update on former Major League outfielder Lenny Dykstra. Police have identified the drugs they suspect he had when he was arrested last week in Pike County. WVIA's Boris Krauchniuk has the details.
State police suspect former Mets and Phillies outfielder Lenny Dykstra had crack cocaine or methamphetamine when he was arrested New Year's Eve in Pike County. Police filed an affidavit saying that Monday. The affidavit charges him with having the drugs and a smoking pipe in a pouch he pulled out of a glove compartment. Dykstra was a passenger in a GMC Sierra driven by another person. Police stopped the truck on Route 507 because it had a dead license plate. Dykstra asked to get the pouch out of the glove compartment. As he went through it, state troopers spotted a glass smoking device and a jar or container containing the suspected drugs. Dykstra's lawyer told the New York Times over the weekend that the drugs didn't belong to his client, and he expects Dykstra will be cleared soon. Dykstra remains free without bail. He's scheduled for a preliminary hearing next month. I'm Boris Krauchniuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
We report to you. Subscribe to the WVIA News Notes e-newsletter for the latest from the news team. Visit WVIA.org/news and click on the subscribe button to receive the newsletter every Tuesday and Friday morning.
Welcome back. Now we have a story from Altoona, but it's a name that will be familiar to anyone here in Northeast PA. The former president and CEO of Sheetz has died at the age of 77. Sidney Roach has more for WVIA on his life and legacy.
Stephen Sheetz died from respiratory complications Sunday night at UPMC Altoona, according to the Altoona Mirror. Sheetz worked part-time at the Sheetz Quick Shopper in Altoona, starting at 12 years old. He later graduated from Penn State and worked alongside his brother, Bob, the founder of the company. In a press release, Sheetz officials say Stephen introduced made-to-order, or MTO, entered the company into the fuel business, and expanded the company into new states. Currently, there are more than 800 Sheetz locations across 7 states. Stephen and his wife Nancy Sheetz founded the Sheetz Fellows Program, which supports Penn State Altoona students. They also established the Sheetz Center for Entrepreneurial Excellence in downtown Altoona. Because of these contributions, Penn State gave the couple its Philanthropists of the Year Award in 2010. In State College, I'm Sydney Roach.
Thanks, Sydney. We have the full story at WVIA.org. Next, that story from Wayne County. The Northeast Regional Crisis Stabilization Center opened in December. The center is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering mental health crisis care. And by later this year, the center will offer short-term overnight care through its crisis residential program. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports from the facility in Honesdale.
The center is the result of a partnership between Wayne County, the Center for Community Resources Incorporated, or CCR, and the Carbon Monroe Pike Mental Health and Developmental Services. Victoria Toomey is CCR's outreach coordinator. She sees the center as transitional mental health care.
We're trying to, you know, give people a place before they have to take that step of deciding to go inpatient, and they can either re-enter into the community, or if they feel like they do need that higher level of care, then we can help facilitate that process of moving forward into a higher level.
The crisis residential program will have 8 beds where individuals can stay for up to 5 days. It will open later this year and fill a gap in rural mental health care. That's according to John Nebzadowski, Wayne County's behavioral health director.
There's no current inpatient psych beds in Wayne County, so everybody's getting transferred out.
The center provides closer to home care for people experiencing mental health crises.
They want the help, and we're hoping to be able to serve them here in Honesdale rather than having to ship them to an inpatient unit.
Toomey says Wayne Memorial Hospital is the only hospital serving Wayne and Pike counties. Its emergency room is often overwhelmed, and mental health patients are low priority in emergency rooms. The center's staff hopes to ease some of the pressure from the hospital. There will be around 40 employees once the facility is fully staffed. In Honesdale, I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find these stories and more at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. Now, if you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday, wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.